Oh, for years now, this music has reminded Morning Edition listeners to prepare for another American story. The often inspiring or edgy or devastatingly honest tales of people who interview each other at StoryCorps. The Oral History Project is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and this week we're revisiting some of your favorite stories.
My name is Blanca Alvarez.
My name's Rick Kincaid.
I'm Caitlin. I'm being interviewed by my mom.
My father told me, live such a life that if everybody lived a life like yours, this would be God's paradise.
Did I turn out to be the son you wanted?
You've exceeded my expectations, sweetie.
When I pass on, they can say she had one great ride.
A sampling there of many voices from the past decade of StoryCorps, founded by David Isay, who got the idea when he was working as a freelance radio producer.
I did a documentary for NPR a while ago about the Bowery, where, you know, homeless guys used to live in the old flop houses there.
In Manhattan.
And I did a book after that, and I remember bringing the galley of the book up into the flop house, and I handed it to one of the guys, and he opened it up to his page, and he took the book out of my hand. And he held it over his head and he ran down the hall and he started shouting, I exist, you
oh,
know.
Man.
And that was kind of like a clarion call for StoryCorps. You know, that's what it's all about.
And there must have been thousands of people who've had that feeling coming out of these booths and trailers and so forth that you've set up all around the country.
Yeah, well, we've done about 50,000 interviews with about 100,000 people in all 50 states. And that is the core of what that StoryCorps experience is about. Giving two people the chance to have this conversation for 40 minutes, and it tells them their lives matter and they won't be forgotten.
Who, if anyone, had done anything like this before you started 10 years ago?
Well, we walk in the footsteps of projects like the WPA, recordings that were made during the 1930s and 40s that I used to go listen to at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress
this
here in Washington.
This is putting people to work, basically, interviewing other people doing oral
regular,
histories.
Yes,
time.
Everyday people. So it wasn't about interviewing famous people, but just going on someone's porch and finding out what their lives were like. And I remember in the early days of StoryCorps having, you know, fears that there would be like Jerry Springer moments and people would like bring guns to the booth and shoot each other. And 50,000 interviews later, every single pair of people who's come to the booth has treated the process with respect.
When you listen to these stories, which sometimes make millions of people cry, do you ever cry?
Sure. But, you know, I think that people, like, especially over the last couple of months, there's kind of been this tidal wave of this thing about StoryCorps making people cry. And it
seems... Oh, no, that's for years. I get notes every week about mascara ruin.
Yeah, I get the mascara.
About people having to stop the car.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, and I think about technology a little bit. There are certain, you know, answers that technology, for all its wonders, will never be able to give us. And I think those are the kind of answers that you get through StoryCorps, which is about what's, you know, really forcing people to think about what's important in life.
Actually, I use a bit of technology when we're playing these on
what's
radio.
That?
Now, over here in the studio, there's a dial, a couple of dials. They're the headphone volume.
Yeah.
I sometimes, I turn it down, David. And just wait for the clock to run down so I know when to talk at the end, because otherwise I know I'm going to lose it if I listen to that story. Once in a while, I've listened while it's on the air, and it's just deeply moving.
Whenever we make Steve Inskeep cry, my telephone and my email lights up. You made Inskeep cry. It's a good week.
StoryCorps founder Dave Isay. Let me just wipe a tear out here. All this week, we'll be checking back in with people you've heard over the years to find out how they're doing now. And the new StoryCorps book, Ties That Bind, is being released today.